Chalotto. What do you think?
Chalotto, good evening. I think I'm the only one so far.
Okay. We'll be waiting.
All right.
I hope you had a good Shabbat.
I did. I certainly did. Did you?
Yes.
Good. Malka.
Shavua Tov. Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakor. Anna Bakor. Gedulat Shemincha. Tati. Berura. Alfet Gimel Yutah Sadi. Kabel Rina. Amcha Sagvenu. Aparenu no ra kupreshayan sintet nun. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevava jamre. Nun gimel dalet yud kapshin. Barchem tacharem rakame spikata. Tamid gamlem betet reish tzadikav gimel hasin kadosh berot hucha nael adata ket pukbet ket nunayim yachid yeh lamcha penei zo Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatia Katenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate the right column energy from the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed Ve'em, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Nosea won wafesha, but hataa venake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Hashem Yehud Kud Shabrihu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urhimu Udhilu Udhilu Urhimu Leakta Lashem Yute Bavate The Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vaihino Amadonai Elohinu Alena Masei Adenu Perene Alena Masei Adenu Perenehu Rabbi Abba Amar The Kamatar Tane Nandakucha Barihu Koma de Aved the Ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dixho the late Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnas the Dach Yalea Mine Yaulan Haga. Beyakalana Dahapuhu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikolai Tirik and a concealed energy of Shefa. Tonight we will study a verse from Isaiah, chapter 32, verse 19, that connects to both of these energies. Uva rat redet maya ar uvash pala ishpal hayir. And it shall hail in the downfall of the forest, but the city shall descend into the valley. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse that we study that connects to this energy. The one verse we study is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. It connects to the energy of peace in the Middle East. Wisamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'ta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto Asher Barisho now. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud in sequence with its root vowel. Wahi wayo layo ayote alame. Mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta isa yo ala da la awa he he ya yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa Uta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ka yo a wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim and utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me da he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo cha la me re he he yo yo he me me La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me hey yo, me nu hey 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 wa. Nu yo hey hey shia yo re ta shia hey. Le la yo wa wa me la yo be wa hey re. Yo yo wa la hey hey ka a ko me nu da. La nu yo hey wa me re hey a yo he za. Hey she hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey. Sa a la re yo, a a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me. Nu he a, nu wa ta me la he, he a yo. Nu ko me yo re la, he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he, a la wa me za yo. Sa he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left the 13th of Tammuz, which started at Motzei Shabbat, Rabbi Elchanan Bunim, Rabbi Aryeh Leib, then Rabbi Mordechai Halevi Epstein, Rabbi Chaim HaKohen Rappaport, Rabbi Mordechai of Kremnitz, Rabbi Moshe ben Rabbi Naftali Hirsch Rifkash, Rabbi Chanoch Henach Dov ben Elazar Rubin, please join me as we say the Shabbat together. Please close your eyes, lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Now connect to the Ani meditation, which is how we climb the tree. First, we will do the Eser Dibrot. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-devarim ha-eile lemor. Anochi Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo. Elohecha Asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mebit mibeit avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh lecha te'esel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim mima'al asher ba'aretz mitachat Vasher mabayit mayim mitachat Va'aretz lo tishtacha velachem V'lo tavdem ki anochi Adonai yohe wahei elohecha Elkana poked awom Avod al banim Al shileshim we al ribeim, v'shonai we oseh chesed la'alavim, va'ahavai u'shomre, mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Adonai yohe wahe, elohecha la'shav ki lo yinaker Adonai, Yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu hey yo. Ed asher yisa et shemolasha zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekat shoshet yamim tavot ve'asita kol malachtecha v'yom ha-shvi'i shabbat l'adonai yo ewahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo Elohecha lo tase kol malacha ata uvincha uvitecha avdecha v'yamatcha uhemtecha v'gercha asher v'sharecha kisheshet yamim asa Adonai yo hewahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo et hashamayim v'et haaret et hayam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach b'yom hashvi'i al pein be'ra Adonai yo hewahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo et yom ha-shabbat v'yikadshehu kaber et aviha v'et imecha l'ma'an ya'arikun yamecha al ha'adama asher Adonai yo hewahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo Elohecha noten lach lo tirza lo tina lo tigno lo ta'ane bereacha et shakir lo tachmod et reecha lo tachmod eshet reecha v'avdo v'amato v'shoro v'chamoro v'kol asher l'reecha. And now for the knee meditation, to climb the tree. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod. You ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. Od. You ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. Netzah. Ye ahini we ohi, ye ahini we ohi, ye ahini we ohi. Eferet. Yo ahoni wo yo ho, yo ahoni wo yo ho, yo ahoni wo yo ho. Gevura. Get ach, ni we yo. Get ach, ni we yo. Get ach, ni we yo. Chesed. Ye aheni we yo he, ye aheni we yo he, ye aheni we yo he. Bina. Ye aheni we yo he, ye aheni we yo he, ye aheni we yo he. Achma. Ye aheni we yo ha, ye aheni we yo ha, ye aheni we yo ha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yo ha, ya ahani wa yo ha, ya ahani wa yo ha. And the Ma meditation. Yod, yod hey, yod hey wav, yod hey wav hey, yod. Yod hey, yod hey wav, yod hey wav hey, yod, yod hey, yod hey wav, yod hey wav hey, yod, yod hey wav. on the abridged Kaddish. It gadol, it gadash me rabba. And we all say amen. V'shalma divra kirute v'yamli malchute b'chayecho nev'yomecho v'chaye v'chol beit Yisrael v'agala v'zman kariz v'itbarach v'ishtabach v'itpa'ar v'itromam v'itnase v'itadar v'itale v'italach Shemayde kucha, ve'ela min kol birkata v'shirata, v'shvechata v'nechemata, v'amiran b'alma, v'heishlama rabba min shamaya, v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Ose shalom bimromav, hu yase shalom aleinu, we all call Yisrael, v'imru amen. Our class tonight is from Parasha Pinchas. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, when the landing page opens up, it's a list of all of the parashas. Please scroll down to the book of Bamidbar, and underneath that book, you'll find the parasha of Pinchas. When that landing page opens up, please scroll down to section 13, which is what we will be reading tonight. We will start with the L'shem Yehud and begin at Pasuk 84. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bidhilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu liakda l'shem yudhe bavate v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah v'asok Torah mitzvah Vayehino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kanane aleinu maasei yadeinu kananehu. Rabbi Abba, v'Rabbi Yose kamu, v'mile bi'oraita b'balgut lelya, ad hawo yatve v'la'an, v'oraita, amar Rabbi Yose, Adar, Piyayo, Aenoshke, Atsir, Yamav, Shapir, Kamar, Ava, Vamai, Okim, Nasofe, Adikra, Kiruach, Avra, Ovenenu. Willo yakirenu od mekomo, el haki hu vadai enosh kechatzir, yamav kemadi amar katzit, asadeh ahu sadeh, deishtemo dakein yatzit, it chadash v'it chadar, Amil Kadmin. The translation. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yose rose at midnight to engage in Torah. They were still sitting and engaging in Torah when Rabbi Yose said, Rabbi Chiya's comment on the verse, as for man, his days are like grass, is fine. What is taught about the end of the verse, for the wind passes over it, and it is not, and its place knows it no more? He replied, it is certainly as follows. As for man, his days are as grass, as is explained by Rabbi Chiya, like a flower of the field. This is the known field, namely Malchut. So he blooms. Means that he is renewed and returns as formerly. My commentary. There is a hint in this pasuk about the meaning of the Hebrew word ruach. Ruach translates as wind or spirit. In order for a person to leave this world, an angelic ruach needs to pass over the person, and his ruach joins that angelic ruach, and he passes. Do you think this is what happened at the Passover night and the taking of the spirits of the firstborn Egyptians? 85. Ki ruach avrabo aynenu, gahu rucha ila atmi rakadisha geniza, mikola dekalileya begaweya, ugdein veaynenu vedahu raza tachanoch. Diki beya ve'enenu kilaka oto. Elohim da Elohim mila'a ruach ila'a. Ruach geniza temira vela yakirenu. Od nekomo de ha'it kalil. Rucha zerat berucha ila'a. Maketiv batreya v'chesed. Hashem me'olam v'yad olam v'yaleya kahana. Rabba legoy kodesh kadashim v'natileya. Yoli leyab demil kadmin Zayit hadash kineshter ulmin Zayit hadar Yihu na'ar rayaya mehem na. Translation. For the wind or the spirit passes over it, and it is not. This is a heavenly concealed and holy spirit, which is hidden from all, namely the spirit of Bina, which engulfs Memtet, and who then is not. And this is the secret of Chanoch, about whom Scripture says, and he was not, for Elohim took him. The reference here is to the higher Elohim, namely Bina, who is an upper spirit, hidden and concealed. And its place knows it no more. This is the small spirit of Memtet that is engulfed by the upper spirit of Bina. And what is written further on? But the steadfast love, Hebrew is chesed, of Hashem is from everlasting to everlasting. That means that the high priest, who is chesed, introduces him into the Holy of Holies and takes him in his hip and has him born as before. He renews his youth like an eagle, and he becomes a youth again. A commentary. This pasuk is describing a metaphor for the process of reincarnation, or maybe it's the actual process. We are now going into another section within the section, and we'll read the synopsis to help connect us to this new essence. Moses tells Rabbi Shimon that this explanation is incomplete because it doesn't say what passes over it. Means, Rabbi Shimon says this refers to anger and that the verse is to be applied to one who dies childless. Such a person must achieve a change of place, a change of name, and a change of action. Because his countenance is so changed, the evil angel, whose name is anger, will pass him over because he will not be recognizable. Rabbi Shimon advises anyone who lives in a city where he is unable to keep the mitzvot, and where he is not studying the Torah successfully, to move to a place where he can replant himself among good people, sages of the Torah. Lastly, we are reminded that the most important thing is not talking about the Torah, but performing its precepts. Pasuk 86. Uhi bura kadma amaraya mihemana botsina kadisha shapiramru rabbi abba rabbi chiyayo rabbi yose aval ki ruach avrabo v'einenu Akatari lemisa milin my avrabo da evra zaam litzara tad meinun malak yin rai. This section is the Reaya Mehemna, the faithful shepherd. We're receiving the information directly from the soul of Moses. The faithful shepherd, and thus said, Holy Luminary, the commentary above of Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yossi on the verse, as for man his days are as grass, is very nice. But what about the wind passes over it and it is not? Here matters have to be developed. What is the meaning of passes over it? And he replies, it refers to anger, which is the Hebrew word evra, instead of avrahi, same letters, different vowels. Wrath and indignation, where it is one of these evil angels, the one called anger, and this is the meaning of the verse. The wind passes over it, which should therefore be rendered the spirit of anger is in him, and the verse is to be applied to one who dies childless, who incarnates. My commentary. Remember, this spirit of this man is it reincarnated only through the Yibum, or the Chalitza process. Do you think that the Yibum or Chalitza process removes the spirit of anger from within the spirit? From within that soul of the man? Pasuk 87. Divgin de la yishtamodu ve'ya'inun marechovin tarich lebebad le'yashinu makom v'shinu Hashem v'shinu Ase ke gavna de Avraham, deit mar beya lech lecha me artzecha, umi moladetecha, tareshinu makom velo yikare, ochimcha Avram, vehaya shimcha. Avraham hare shinu Hashem, shinu ma'ase deishtane, me'ovadin bishin de'aved, dekad me'ta le'ovadin avinihu, matala l'ruah, de'ahu demit v'la. Benim kai gavda da aved kutcha berichu le'adam kachari le'amehahu alma v'yate le'ya le'hai alma v'hait bar le'ela. The translation. In order that the monitors of sin should not recognize him who died childless, it is necessary to perform for him a change of place, a change of name, and a change of action. This is how it was with Abraham, as Scripture tells us. Get you out of your country and from your kindred is the change of place. Neither shall your name any more be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, is the change of name. And there is also the change of action. For he changed from doing bad deeds, as he had at first, to doing good deeds. A similar thing happens to the spirit of the man who dies childless. For likewise, the Holy One, blessed be he, does to the man in banishing him from that world, because he died childless, and brings him to this world in a reincarnation into the son that is born out of his wife's Levirate marriage. And this has already been discussed above. My commentary. These three changes are necessary to affect the spiritual gate. This is why people have the adage to change your mazel, change your place. This is why people have the adage to change names when one is ill and impeding death that appears to them. What most people do not learn is that they need to also change their actions. Pasuk 88. Mishane pana vacha hehu ugit ki ruach agrabo admeinun malakin raim kadhaze leya mishune bezimna The translation, you change his confidence and send him away, because he changes his countenance when he banishes him from the supernal world. It is said the wind passes. The Hebrew word is abra, over it, which is alludes to one of the evil angels whose name is Hevra, anger, as mentioned above. And when he sees that he has altered, when he meets him and the other demons of destruction ask about him, is this your sinner? He answers them and says he is not, for he does not recognize him. And this is the secret of the verse, you change his countenance. My commentary. This hints to the veracity of face reading, as taught in the Zohar in Parasha Yitro. Pasuk 89. Karita ra meatreya itnesata beatar akara itmar beya veloya kirenu odnekomo begindi afar acherika utach et habayit dahihu razav nachatatz et habayit et havanav et etzav inun garmin begidin uvisra dahava chazar afara makiti peyav nachash afar lachno begin dahava menuga uvatar the Now he explains the secret of the verse, and send him away, when he is banished from his place and implanted elsewhere, namely after he has already entered a body in this world. It is said about him, and its place knows it no more. For, and he shall take other mortar, and shall plaster the house. Namely, he took another body of different dust, for body is termed a house. And this is the secret of it, he shall break down the house, the stones of it, and its timber, namely those bones and sinews and flesh that he had previously returned to the dust. What is written about it? And dust shall be the serpent's food. For the dust that is made up of the deceased body is of the aspect of the serpent, since it was afflicted by it. And therefore later he shall take other mortar, and shall plaster the house, namely build for himself bones and sinews, and be renewed as an old house that is made new, which certainly is renovated. A commentary. To me, this pasuk is esoteric. It seems simple. Perhaps other students of Kabbalah can help to decipher its meaning. Of course, it is referring to the resurrection of the dead. Pasuk 90. Uma de amar velo yakirenu od mekomo al ruach yitkalil rucha zera rucha ila haihu metalal ilan de la abedi evin not linan in delea Umar kivin leya beanfa de ilana achara ilaa de ave teirin veitkalil abda ve ave teirin behahuzimna atamar eya vela yakirenu Od Mekomo. The translation. What about, and its place knows it no more? This is said about his spirit, for his small spirit is engulfed in the supernal spirit. This is a parable to a tree that is not producing fruit. Its branches are taken and grafted onto a better quality tree that produces fruits, combining both into each other. Now both produce fruits. About this moment it is said, and its place knows it no more, since even the whereabouts of the defective spirit is not recognizable. My commentary. This verse becomes clear with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. This is also teaching about the reincarnation process, where a nefesh or a ruach can be included in a body that was not the body that produced the mitzvah, for reasons given in the reincarnations classes. Pasuk 91. O haki barnash deyati bekarta veyad bin banashim Bishin velayakil vikaimak bikudim, beoraita velatsla, beoraita vechinu, makom veitakar, mitaman veishtarach, beatar de dairin, beagurin tavin mare torah. Bikudin, Ioraita Igret, Taidiktiv et Chaim, Ilamachazikim, Uvarnash, Uet, Ik Tiv ki ha adam et ha sadeh upikudin tivadam yan le'iva umaketi beya barak et asher peda kilo et ma'akal hu oto tashchit v'karata oto tashchit me'al maden v'karata me'al madeate uginda tarich le'akara me'ahu atar v'yitnesata be'atar Achara ben tzadika yayo. The translation. And so it is with a man who lives in a city where bad people dwell, and he is unable to keep the mitzvot of the Torah and is not successful with the Torah. He should change his place of residence and move from there and settle somewhere with good people, sages of the Torah, who keep the precepts. This is because the Torah is called a tree, as it is written. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold on her. Man, too, is a tree, as it is written. For man is a tree of the field, and the precepts of the Torah are like fruits. And what is written about it? Only the trees which you know are not trees for food, you shall destroy and cut them down. That is to say, that you shall destroy it from this world and cut it down from the world that is coming. This is why he has to uproot himself from the place where there are evil people and where he cannot succeed with the Torah and the precepts, and implant himself elsewhere among righteous people where he can succeed with the Torah and the precepts. My commentary. In our current world and generation, in the spiritual world, considers it a city where bad people dwell. Therefore, any mitzvah that is performed is considered relative to earlier generations, as if one has done many mitzvot. It is suggested that until the final end times, meaning when the process of aliyah is available, one should move to a larger Jewish community. Ultimately, this means to go to Israel in consciousness before performing any mitzvah. This is what the L'shem Yehud accomplishes. Verse 92. Maharabarnash Bilabanin itkere akar v'iteya Hakara of Haki Oraita Vela Pikudin Itkariat Hakara Uginda Ukuha Loha Midrash Uha Ikar Ela Hamase Atu Havrayayo Vishta Tetahu Kameya Viamru Vadai Kean Olifna Kidusha Echit Kalil Ruah Beruah Kiman de Haze Mila Beena Viperir Leia Bekad Meta Havalan Kabbalah Ugan Beriru Demila. The translation. As the childless man is called barren, and his wife is barren, so also is the Torah, when unaccompanied by precepts, is considered barren. On this we have learned, Not the expounding of the Torah is the chief thing, but the doing of it. The companions came and prostrated themselves in front of him and said, "We have certainly learned something new here, how one spirit can be incorporated into another. It is clear as one who sees something with his own eyes, and it becomes clear to him. Before, we had only a tradition about these matters, but now they have been clearly explained." My commentary. In my opinion, the mitzvot that does not include the four conditions, the right time, the right place, the right action, and the right kavanah, is considered barren in the spiritual value system. That's the end of the section, the end of our class. Are there any questions? While you're unmuting yourself, I'll remind you that tomorrow we have two classes, one at 10:30 that will be explaining a meditation that's to be used during the three-week period. As hard as it seems, we will be starting the three-week period during this coming week. There's a daylight fast on the 17th of Tammuz. Sunday is the 13th of Tammuz, so you can count the 4 days and arrive at Thursday for the 17th. And in addition to the daylight fast starting, it's the three-week negative period starting. And we'd always have the Parasha of Pinchas as our healing mechanism, along with the meditation that's given from the Ari, and we'll be discussing that on Sunday in our 10:30 class. Our 3 o'clock class will continue our reincarnation class. I bid you all a Shavua Tov. Shalom Gadol, and much peace and serenity in your life. Shalom Gadol to all. Are there any questions?
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.